In the annals of military history, we see examples of both the Greeks and the Romans using a wedge formation to attack. The soldier on the tip of the wedge was the navigator who walked out in front of everyone else. They were likely to be the first one to encounter the enemy. It was a hazardous position that required alertness and the ability to deal with unexpected attacks. In modern times, we call that soldier the point man, leading others in advancing through hostile territory, being the eyes and ears for those coming up from behind, mindful of the enemy along the way. Well, this meditation from Proverbs chapter 5 will help you navigate enemy territory when you feel like you are on point. God is always with you and beside you, watching your way, studying your path, and keeping you from wandering astray. So no matter whether dawn or dusk, let the next 15 minutes of contemplative meditation be a sanctuary for you to rest knowing God is watching and protecting you on the way. As your eyes begin to close softly, center on the presence of God already at rest within you, already present in this place of relief, this time of guidance, in this moment of being watched by God, Spirit, and Son. Continue on now by responding to this passage from Proverbs chapter 13. As I lead us, respond simply, God, watch my way. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. God, watch my way. The word of God pierces to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow. God, watch my way. The word of God discerns the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So God, please watch my way. Continue now breathing. And with each breath, begin to apply these words to the path you are walking, reflecting as you whisper, God, watch my way. Are you on point? Have you felt alone recently as if you're the first one to encounter the enemy in any unexpected attacks? Maybe as if no one was with you or behind you for support. What emotions does that position stir within you? What is the Holy Spirit bringing to mind? Times of late when you felt you kept looking over your shoulder, maybe to make sure someone was watching and guiding you? It may be frightening, but recall those emotions for a few moments. Come back to present now and center on the Holy Spirit as your mind becomes that of Christ, the confidence and assurance of Christ, the peace of Christ, knowing that He too is being watched and guided by the Father. As you center on Christ, center once again on your breathing. Just take several deep belly breaths as you feel fear release, knowing God is with you and has not forgotten you. allow any remaining thoughts of fear and isolation to float up and away, out of view. As you take several more moments now to whisper the sacred words, God, watch my way. Listen carefully to this passage written by King Solomon, a mighty warrior in battle. He knew the importance of having divine guidance when being on point. So apply these words to your own life, from Solomon, through the Holy Spirit, from Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21, from the New International Reader's Version. Now concerning you, my friend in battle, remember, the Lord watches your ways, and he studies all of your paths. What emotions or thoughts in your imagination were stirred when hearing these words? Well, listen once more from Holy Scripture. The Lord watches your ways. He studies all of your paths. Be mindful of your breathing here as you take this next minute and contemplate Solomon's words. Be at peace knowing you are being watched and studied as you walk on point along your way. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible to become a prayer, one of peace, having the faith to fight against fear. Dear Lord God, yes, my ways are before your eyes, and you watch all of my paths. So keep me from wickedness, so I won't be tied with the cords of sin or die from lack of wise instruction, or be led astray by my folly. I pray this in your holy and glorious name. Amen. For the next minute, let these words continue to become yours in a time of private prayer. Tell him of your fears. Share your worries. And let him give you peace as he watches you along the way. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience it this time. What do you taste, smell, hear, and even see within the amplified version? For the ways of a man are directly before the eyes of the Lord, and he carefully watches all of his paths, all of his comings and goings. The iniquities done by a wicked man will trap him, and he will be held with the cords of his sin. He will die for lack of instruction and discipline. And in the greatness of his foolishness, he will go astray and be lost. What did you encounter in this passage? How did the Holy Spirit guide your thoughts? While resting in imaginative contemplation, return to the battle for a moment as you walk on point through hostile territory. A soldier on point always keeps eyes forward, alert to attack. No need to look behind because he has faith in his support from behind. Often the soldier behind the point man will simply tap on his shoulder or helmet to let him know he is there, that he isn't alone, that he is being watched. Without turning around, take this minute to feel God tapping you from behind, his hand on your shoulder, taking your hand. With your eyes ahead, take this minute to feel the peace knowing God is watching your way. Stay here for a while longer, centering on God watching your way, a means of guiding you through troubling days. And as God guides you, be alert to who else he might bring onto your path that needs guidance as well. Who might you encounter that feels they are alone on point? How might you be the watchful eye and guiding hand of God for another? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, when you are on point, move ahead on your way in peace, knowing you are being watched and guided. Keeping your eyes forward, be mindful of the occasional tap on your shoulder, for it will be then and there you will encounter the presence and guidance of God. So let me pray this closing benediction over you, that you remember that the Lord watches your ways, that he studies all your paths. Now may the peace of Christ, the way of the Father, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and an encounter with God be with you now and always. Amen.